2008 to the letter of the Philippians, a letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians, and chapter 3. Is that done? And I will read from verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not irksome, but for you it is safe. Beware of the gods. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the conceited. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself might have confidence even in the flesh. If any other man thinketh to have confidence in the flesh, I yet more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, as touching zeal, persecuting the church, as touching the righteousness which is in the law, how we live.
Howbeit
what things were gained to me, these have I counted loss for Christ. Yea, verily, and I count all things to be lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but refuse, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, even that which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformed unto his death, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection from the dead.
我现在因着基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督，并且可以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来义。
Not that I have already obtained, or am already made perfect, but I press on, if so be that I may lay hold on that for which also I was laid hold on by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself yet to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal and the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfectly thus minded, and if anything ye are otherwise minded, this also shall God reveal unto you. Only, whereunto we have attained, by that same rule, let us walk.
我也得以从自己复活，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着其中耶稣所得以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。 所以，我们中间凡是完全的，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而，我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
We have the further word of prayer.
让我们在主面前一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we need you this evening in an especial way.
亲爱的主啊，这个晚上我们特别特别的需要你。
We know that your grace is sufficient.
我们知道你的恩典够我们用。
We know that your power is made perfect in weakness.
我们也知道。 你的能力在软弱人身上显得完全。
And Lord, we are so thankful that you have provided an anointing for this time.
我们实在感谢你，为了这个时段，你为我们预备特别的恩膏。
Into that anointing, grace and power and wisdom, we stand by faith this night.
今天晚上我们凭着信，我们站在这个应许的里面。
Let there be a double portion, Lord, of that anointing upon the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
求你用双倍的圣灵，晚上高摩说话的、翻译的与听话的每一位弟兄姊妹。
Meet with us, Lord.
主啊，与我们相遇。
By your Spirit, touch our hearts.
借着圣灵摸着我们每一个心，向我们每一个挑战。We
shall give you all the praise for answering this our prayer.
我们要把所有的感谢赞美归给你。For
we ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
乃是如此祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen.
Well, I think you all know by now that I have been speaking about God's eternal
purpose.
The little phrase in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 7, according to his eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus
our Lord.
And we have it again in the Apostle Paul's Roman letter, chapter 8, verse 28. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his
purpose.
I am not going to go over anything that I've said in the previous 3 evenings. I want to turn your attention to this most remarkable testimony of the Apostle Paul.
今天晚上我要把保罗个人一个最重要的一个见证放在弟兄姊妹的面前。
In the Bible there are many remarkable testimonies.
在整本圣经里面有许多美丽的见证。
But I think this is probably the most remarkable of them all.
在所有这些见证里面，我想这一篇见证是最值得我们效法的。Paul,
the Apostle Paul, was gripped by something so immense, so great, that it possessed him completely.
使徒保罗他的一生，他就被一样东西抓住，抓得那么紧，把他整个的一生都改变。
It was something to do with the destiny of those God has saved.
这件事情是跟每一个基督徒之所以被拯救有绝对关系。
It was something to do with the Lord Jesus.
这件事乃是与耶稣基督的关系。
And those who, by the grace of God, are positioned in Him.
就是每一个被拯救的神的儿女，在他里头的地位。
He and they together have a glorious destiny.
耶稣与这群被蒙恩的人，他们有一个荣耀的目标。
To reign with him，
有一天要与他同掌权。
To be joint heirs with him，
然后与他一同做主事。
We have said very much about the beginning and the end of the Bible。
我们说过整个圣经的头与尾。
It is very interesting that the Bible ends with a marriage。
非常有意思的，我们看到整个圣经是结束在一个婚宴上。
Some people think of marriage as the ending of
everything.
And there are others who look upon marriage as the beginning of something. And in one sense, marriage is the end of one phase in a human, in the life of two human beings.And the beginning of a new phase.
准确地说，婚姻应该是两个人生活中间的一段的结束，然后开始一个新的阶段。
Many people ask me questions about eternity.
很多人问我永远的这个题目。
Will we wear clothes?
我们还穿衣服吗？
Of course.It's extraordinary to me that people ask those questions, but they do. What kind of clothes will we wear? And of course, the Chinese always ask me, will we eat? Will we recognize one another? We have thousands of questions.
不同的问题。
Praise the Lord, the Bible doesn't answer all.
下面呢，我们从来不回答的所有这些问题。
Always had even more denominations than we have present.
在天堂是有更多的宗派，会比我们今天还多。
But what the Bible says is this.
圣经是告诉我们。
It is enough for you to know that you are not only saved, but you are engaged to the Lord Jesus.
重点是两个，一个你我已经得救了，第二你跟这位主有一个婚姻婚约的关系。
There will come a day when the marriage will take place.
有一天这一个婚礼要发生。
What is in the purpose of God for the ages of the ages? We do not really know.
至于在永世里头我们会怎么样，我们并不清楚。
We only know that we are living in the parenthesis of sin.
我们是在一个罪的一个括弧的里头。
When what God originally intended was, as it were, paralyzed by the fall of man.
神原初造人的目的，因着这个罪的打扰而受到打岔。
Of course, if you don't trust the Lord, you might wonder about eternity. You might wonder about eternity. Will you be happy?
那么，如果你是一个不信的人，你就在那边思想，到底我将来会有喜快乐吗？
Some Christians say to me, won't heaven be rather boring?
有人说在天堂一定很无聊。
Well, when we think of some church meetings, I can well understand why they think it's going to be boring.
其实也难怪，因为今天你到有一些教会里面去聚会，的确是很枯燥无味。
非常难受，难受。
所以有这个感觉是可以理解的。
If your God is so small,
如果你的上帝就这么小
，Your experience so little,
你经历的是这么有限。
It is natural for you to think, I'm going to sing and sing and sing and sing.
来到教会上天堂，一天到晚唱诗唱诗唱诗，没有别的事做。
But I think that the eternity will be unbelievably glorious.
但是我深深的相信，在永世的里头是极大的荣耀。
Just listen to the stories of some of those who God has saved will keep us interested for a whole phase of eternity, I imagine.
你想想看，有这么多蒙恩的基督徒，他们的见证，如果我们一个一个去听，可以听到永远。
But what God does is this: if you really love the Lord Jesus, if you will keep within first love, it is enough for you.
今天的重点呢是，如果你真的爱主，你真正把你自己交在他的手里。就够了。
It is enough for you to know that you are going to spend eternity with Him.
将来你要知道，你一定是与他在一起。
And that's how the Bible ends.
圣经就说到这么多。
Now to come back to the Apostle Paul's testimony.
那么现在我们回到保罗在这里的见证。
What does he mean by many of the statements he made?
在这篇见证里面，他讲了好几句话，到底是什么意思？
Many Christians read these and they don't even think.
很多人读过，也根本不去想它。
It goes in one ear and out the other.
从一个耳朵进去，另外耳朵出来。
But what does the Apostle Paul mean?By some of these statements.
在这段话里头有几句，到底他讲的是什么意思？
He counts everything as well.
他讲我看万事都粪土。
For the surpassing value of the knowledge of the Messiah.
让我认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And he says that I may know him.
使我认识他。
Verse 10, he said, that I can know him. And then again, in verse 12, not that I have already obtained.
然后他说十二节我不认为我自己已经得着了。
Or again, in verse 13, I count not myself yet to have laid hold.
第十三节他说我要得到他所以要得着我的。
If the Apostle Paul feels that his knowledge of the Lord is so small,
如果保罗认为他对主的认识这么样的小
，then he has not yet obtained.
他还没有得到
，then he doesn't count himself yet to lay hold.
他并不认为他已经对主得着了。
Where does that leave you and me?
那么你我今天在什么位置上呢
？Remember.
请记住
，When he wrote this letter，
当他写了这封书信的时候
，It already written the Roman letter， the Galatian letter，
他已经写过罗马书、哥林多前书
，The first Corinthian letter，
哥林多前书
，The second Corinthian letter，
哥林多后书
，The first Thessalonian letter，
帖撒罗尼迦前书
，The second Thessalonian letter，
后书
，And Philemon，
还有腓立门书。
Now I would have said。That's some knowledge of the law.
我们应该来到一个结论，他真是认识基督。
I would say this man has obtained something.
他已经得着了一些重要的。
I would say this man has definitely laid hold on the law.
我能够这样说，他的确确已经完全抓住了这个。
I would be so happy if I had only written.One of those chapters.
我如果能够写他写的这么多中间的一章，我已经很满意了。
To 1 Corinthians 13.
你想到哥林多前书十三章。
Remembering eternity, I would say to you, did you read my chapter?
如果在当中我 写的话，将来到勇士，我就要问问你，哎，你有没有读过那一章？
Because 1 Corinthians 12 on the body of Christ.
讲到林前十二章，讲到神的身体
，incredible，
是何等不可思议。
Think of 1 Corinthians 15,
十五章
，the resurrection of the body，
讲到我们身体的复活
，is mortal， 不仅关于 mortality。
这一个会朽坏的将来要成为一个不朽坏的
This is corruptible, putting on incorruptibility.
这一个会死亡的将来变成不死亡的
In the moment,
在
It's in the truth, you never lie.
在打眼之后
Jesus had already written something like that.
如果我只要能够写任何这一段
I would say to you, man, and you can see how I'm trying to
我就会向你发抖，我知道我不少话。
I mean, you haven't been one of the most intelligent
people. 你不写，我写的。
You can see I really know the law.
我实在认识主啊。
1 Corinthians 15.
十五章。
1 Corinthians 12.
十二章。
Or some of these other marvelous chapters.
或者任何其他的当圣经。
And you said, you see, you can see how much I have changed.
我就觉得跟你夸口，我已经得到了。
He's even been called up to the third heaven，
甚至我已经知道他被带到三层天上。
Things from the Lord that he was told not to mention，
他告诉我他听到的东西，神跟他说不可以讲。
Now those of us if we've been called up to the third heaven， certainly me， I would write a whole book on it。
如果我有他这个经历，我要写这么厚一本书。
I've gone around all the platforms of the world, all the pulpits, speaking about my experience in the third heaven.
我要到全世界的讲台，跟每个基督徒宣告我第三层天的经历。
And everyone will look at me and say,
每个人对我都要叹为观止。
He really knows the law.
我这个人认识
主。He knows the teaching of the saints.
他得到
，He's laying hold on that which Christ was laying hold on him。
他已经得着，谁要他得着的了
？But Paul says, I feel I don't really fully know him。
但是保罗却说，我还不太认识他。
I haven't fully known him。
我还没有得着。
I don't count myself yet to know.
我并不认为我已经得着了。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7,
在格林多后书
chapter 12,
十二章
and verse 7,
第七节
Paul speaks of the exceeding greatness of the revelations God has given.
保罗说到，神给他这一个极大的知识，
哎，来 ，there are two more phrases，
还有两句话
，I know what to cause confusion，
我不要使你们混淆
，but I do want to get over to you that this testimony of the Apostle Paul。Is stunning.
我要让你注意，保罗这段见证是一个惊人的见证。
In verse, I think it's 11, that I may attain unto the resurrection from the dead.
让我能够从得以从死里复活。
哇，这些聪明的，
这到底在讲什么
？Everybody is going to be raised from the dead.
他告诉我们，每一个基督徒都要死里复活。
Even the sinful，
甚至那个有罪的人，有一天也要死里复活。
Even the wicked，
那个邪恶的人也要复活。
Everyone is going to be raised from the dead。
每一个人都有一天要从死里复活。
我是信托听的。
那保罗跟你说什么呢
？Well， what about the resurrection of the believers？
那么基督徒的复活又是怎么样呢
？Well， yes， yes， yes。
是啊。我们都要
去了解才能去为。
他在这里说，
说要
达到死里。
It's going to happen anyway。
但是我们知道，不管怎么样，横竖都得复活。
The Greek is so interesting. It is literally that I may attain to the resurrection from among the dead。
如果照着希腊文直接去翻的话， 它这里可以翻译成，或者我也可以达到那个更高的复活，复活之上的复活。
Now, don't argue with me. I know you're telling me what's in the Bible.
我不跟你辩论，我只告诉你圣经怎么想。
这个犯罪不清楚。
哎，这个人在说什么？
Well, I'm just explaining to you that this is something the Apostle Paul says to me.
我现在就是把保罗的自己的见证摆在面前，大家的面前。
You think he made a mistake?
你想他是讲错了？
Maybe he had something the night before, it's a little off color.
或者说他昨天晚上吃了吃错，今天写的时候写有点不准。
Not at all.
完全不是。
This is an amazing testimony.
这是他一个惊人的见证。
It is spoken to us through the power of the Holy Spirit.
这是借着圣灵向我们所说的。
What is he talking about when he speaks of a special resurrection?
他在这里讲到一个特别的复活，到底是什么？
And then again, here is, and in my estimation, the most remarkable thing of all.
有一个最使我吃惊的。
When he speaks in verse 8,
第八节,
I count all things to be lost for the surpassing value of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I suffer the loss of all things, and to count them but refuse, that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
但他们 win Christ，
让我能够得让耶稣作为我的比赛的奖赏。
If we could change the atmosphere, what are you talking about?
我们仔细想想看，我们就要问保罗，你到底在讲什么
？You yourself have told us that Christ is God's unspeakable gift to us.
是你自己的书信告诉我们，神已经把基督给我们了。
That God has given us the Lord Jesus, especially of his salvation.
神已经把他的儿子不但作为我们的救主。并作为我们整个的赎价
，not anything to do with us，
跟我们个人的条件无关
，not to do with our zeal or our good works，
不是因为我们热心或者我们做得好，
但是 it is the grace of God that has given us the Lord Jesus，
耶稣基督赏给我们是神白白的恩典
，Paul，
这是保罗说的
，What did you say？
现在你在说什么
？I am a willing Christ。
但是你现在说我要得着基督成为我们的奖赏，
还蛮 confusing。
我们不会让大家开始昏头了。
I cannot but believe. 我也
有这个认
知。I cannot but believe that the apostle has seen something.So immense, so tremendous, that it has possessed him with a desire to know the Lord more deeply.
除了这个解释，我没有办法来想象，他一定是被了一个很大很大的一个吸引抓住了，使他来到这样大的一个动力，想要追求得着主。
The language of this testimony is a man who is filled with a hunger and a thirst for the Lord.
这篇见证乃是说出有一个人，他里头有一个极大的饥渴对于主。
He's prepared to sacrifice anything to know the Lord more deeply.
为了得到这件事情，他愿意。放下他一生中任何的宝贵的事情
，He is prepared for any tribulation.
他愿意受任何的苦难
，any training or discipline.
任何连成训练 anything that will bring him more fully into a relationship with this Lord Jesus.
任何的代价在所不惜，让他能够认识耶稣基督。
He is a man in love with Christ.
换言之，这里有一个人，他是完完全全与主堕入爱河。
And the more he sees of him,
他越看见他
，the more he wants,
他越要他。
Let me put it another way.
另外一个方式表达。
Here is a man who knows the Lord, but knows that there is far more to know of the Lord than he knows.
这里有一个人，他认识主，但是同时又发现还有更多的领域他还没有进入，还不认识。
It's very interesting in colleges and universities.
好像我们在大学。
When students begin,
当一个学生开始进入大学，
they often know everything.
他们觉得他们
说过了。Actually, I can tell you.
我都学会了。
You know, isn't it strange how dogmatic as an undergraduate to be?
一个这个在大学部的人认为自己什么都行，
那是 professor。
但是你碰到教授，就那些
well it could be this, or it could be this, or it could be this, or it could be that。
这些教授反而非常不肯定，可能这个，可能那个，可能那个。
I think it is this。
我相信他是这个。
Now why is the professor not so dramatic?
为什么一个教授反而不那么肯定？
Why is the student so dogmatic?
那相反的，一个学生反而他对每件事情好像很有把握。
Because the student doesn't know very much.
因为学生懂得太少了。
It's as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
When we have little knowledge, we sort of think we've got
come to me. 我们懂得一点的时候，我认为。天下事我都知道。
You got a problem? You
have to
be.
找我。
I got the answer. I believe.
我有答案。
But when you know more,
但是你越知道的多
，the more you know，
知道的越多
，the more you know there is to know。
你知道还有更多需要知道的。
This is the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
这是保罗在这里的见证。
Speaking before King Agrippa, as it is recorded in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 26 and verse 19,
在使徒行传二十六章十九节
he said, "Well, Paul, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision."
他站在亚基帕王面前，他见证说。不死，我没有违背大从天上来的意象。
What was this heavenly vision?
他到底说的这个天上的意象是什么
？He made this statement before King Agrippa some 4 years or 5 years before he was to be martyred.
他在那亚基帕王面前说这句话的时候，是在他5-6年之后。要寻道之前
，He was already on his way to Rome.
他正是朝着罗马而去。
What was he speaking about?
那他的内心讲这句话什么意思
？Was he speaking about the physical seeing of the Lord Jesus from the day that he was converted and saved?
他是不是讲到他用肉眼在他大马士的路上，他看见了耶稣是指那个事吗？
Or had the Apostle Paul seen something that day which was like seed germs? You understand?
或者他在那里讲到那天在大马士路上，他里面好像得着一个种子，在他里面发芽生根。
Do you remember what the Lord Jesus said to him?
你记得那天耶稣对他说什么
？Why persecutest thou me?
你为什么逼迫我？
不痛苦的是让他 persecuting you wherever you are。
保罗也回答说：“我不是逼迫你，我也不知道你是谁。
”I'm persecuting these people, your disciples。 我是逼迫这些你的门徒。
But the Lord Jesus never said, why do you persecute my disciples?
但是耶稣并不是说你怎么逼迫我的门徒。
He said, why do you persecute me?
耶稣是说你为什么逼迫我。
And in that moment, something was shown in the spirit of this newly saved man.
所以在那一个对话里头，这一个刚刚得救的人好像看见一些事情。
Those saved through the finished work of the Lord Jesus are so identified with him that if you touch them, you touch the Lord Jesus.
这些得救的人，当你去摸到这些人的时候，你摸到耶稣。
Head and body.
这就是头与身体的关系。
A living unity.
他是一个活的单元。
Well, I won't stop there, but I believe that that's what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以他在亚基帕面前能够说这句话，我没有违背他从天上来的意象。
Yes, right.
这个意象是单元，他整个拥有我这个人。
If I may put it in yet another way,
我用另外的方式来表达。
Your salvation, so great, so full, so complete, is still only a means to an end.
这个救恩是这样的大，是这样的有能力，它不但是你得救而已，它要带你一直进到。
Your salvation, in which God has provided every single thing to turn you from a sinner into a saint.
这一句文是把我们每一个罪人要变成一个圣人。
To change you into the likeness of His Son.
要把我们这样不成器的人，却要变成像他的儿子一样。
Instilling the means to an end.
这是一个方法带到我们的带到神的目
标。There is a goal.
那里有个目标。
There is a prize.
有一个奖赏。
And you have been placed back into the race.
我们每一个人都放在这一个赛跑的场上。
Before you had absolute, you were disqualified.
我们以前都没有资格赛跑。
You were good.Whatever zeal or good works you had, you could not run in that race.
不管你有多热心，做了多少好事，你也没有资格参赛。
You had to be saved.
你必须先得救。
You had to be born of the Spirit.
你必须先重生。
And then, by the grace of God,
and
through the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的能力，
you were placed back in the race.
现在神把我们放到那个竞技场上。
That is the original purpose of God in creating the universe and creating human beings.
好吧，我们再回到这个神原初的旨意里头，他所以造人，造整个的宇宙。
You know this Christian vision is tremendous.
这个地上这件事情是非常重要的。
I must watch myself because I shall start to digress. But I think of Abraham.
我讲亚伯拉罕这个人。
You know how it all began?
他怎么开始的？
Some people tell us that Abraham was a poor, illiterate, uneducated, unsophisticated shepherd.
有人说他亚伯拉罕没有蒙恩之前，他是一个没有受什么教育、非常普通的一个小百姓。
Keeping smelly sheep and goats.
做一个牧人，身上充满了那羊骚味。
He was nothing of the kind.
不，这完全是误解。
According to our Jewish tradition, he came from one of the great aristocratic families of one of the great cities of antiquity, Earl of the Chaldees.
照着我们犹太人的传统，我们所知道的亚伯拉罕的家族是一个望族，在一个非常发达的城市叫做乌尔。
His father had a idol making business, very lucrative.
他的父亲是做这个卖偶像的买卖的一个非常成功的商人。
There were idols on every corner.
那个城到处都是偶像。
Household gods, female gods, male gods, all kinds of gods.
有business 这边，有男性的偶像，女性的偶像，各式各样的生意好。
And then one day, the God of glory appeared to our mother Abraham.
有一天，荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
He changed his life.
把他的人生改变。
From then on, he could not be an inhabitant and a citizen of a great city.
他从那天起就不再能够住在那个大城福尔了。
He went out.
他离开了。
It says, looking for the city which has the foundation.
圣经告诉我们，他离开就去寻找那一个有根基的城。
Abraham saw the God of glory.
亚伯拉罕看见那一位荣耀的神。
And in the God of glory, he saw the city of God.
在这位荣耀的神里面，他看见了这个荣耀的城。
He saw more than that vision.
他比今天还能经常看得更多。
His whole life was changed.
他整个的人生转变了。
He became a pilgrim.
他变成了一个探访者，记录者。
I could speak of so many others.
我还可以讲很多。
I could speak of the Jacob.
雅各。
Biggest Christian in the Middle East.
他是中东最大的一个摔跤者。
He couldn't help him.
他没办法。
It was his nature.
他的本性就是如此。
Good businessman.
因为他是一个最好的商人。
He got that kind of way.
他有那种脑袋。
Every time he saw anything, he saw it in terms of a cash register.
他看见任何一件事情就好像看到了这个机器收音机。
What can I get out of it?
我能够赚多少？
How can I destroy it?
我能够怎么样里面刮一块？
He was rich. He didn't even know himself.
他跟他自己并不认识。
God used.His mother.
神就用了他妈妈。
Well, of course, first of all, he stole the birthright from his brother.
他从他的哥哥那里把长子的名分。
You know, Jacob was a good cook.
雅各是一流的厨师。
His brother came in from hunting and he smelled the soup.
他哥哥从打猎回来，闻到一个很香的汤。
And Jacob said, "Not a single spoonful."
雅各就说：“你没事儿。”
Not till you sign on the dotted line.
你必须在这个上面签字。
You don't want the birthright.
你并不希望你的长子名。
Let me have it.
让我有。
And I'll give you any amount of soup you want.
然后你要多少汤？请便。
But then, of course, you know, his mother, Rebecca, she thought of a terrible strategy to get the blessing.
然后妈妈还加上去想一个方法来骗爸爸的祝福。
Mother and son were very close together.
这个母子两个非常亲近的。
And you know what happened?
你知道故事？
Jacob had to flee.
结果是雅各要逃命。
And it was God.
这都是出于神的允许。
God sent him to the other biggest twister in the Middle East.
就把他送到比他更厉害的一个商人。
It was his uncle David.
就是他的舅舅。
He ran in the family.
这都是在家庭里头。
Those two twisted each other for 20 years.
然后这两个就搞到整整20年。
until Jacob was sick of himself.
到一个地步，约雅各对他自己受不了。
And I could spend time, but I have to work all the way to the clock.
我需要注意时间，我都要讲。
No one's told me to watch the clock, but I feel so sorry for you all. I mean.